This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another edition of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with Rachel Rosito, who has a lot of things that appear to make her tick. I think that that's probably a good place for us to start, Rachel. In your mind, what makes you tick?
What makes me tick? Do you mean what makes me come alive?
Yeah, that's another way of putting it. What do you respond in interesting ways? This is all about energy. A lot of things that we have conversationally here in Your Hidden Power are about energy, intuition, how to read people, situational experiences, and that seems to be your bailiwick. So I thought it would be nice to kind of get to know you by knowing what it is that we have things that are important to us. And there could be a myriad of those things. I guess maybe I would look for the number one thing that made you tick.
Of course. Yeah, well, what I'm most passionate about is really around helping women to connect more deeply with the sacred feminine within. What I see right now is the world is finding its way into deeper balance and harmony with one another. And as we know, for so many thousands of years, you know, women really have struggled to share their voices, to feel embodied, to really give their gifts abundantly and feel supported in doing so. And the divine feminine is really the essence of connecting with nature. It's connecting with, you know, qualities like sensuality and with inner wisdom and with trusting their the intelligence of their bodies. So, you know, what makes me tick is being in nature, is finding moments in the morning to drop into, you know, a sacred space for listening, for connecting with the divine, with connecting the spirit and that which connects us all.
And so, there's a lot there. There are a lot of things that you are saying that I've heard from other people over the years. I guess maybe I would be looking to separate you from everybody else. Why would people go to rachelrosito.com to get the benefit of your experience, your wisdom, your help? Because as I think I've made this very clear with people over the years, the main connection we all have is to helping each other. We are here to help. That's why we're put here, I think, anyway. Lots of different ways of doing it. You can help yourself as you help others. And I think that's kind of what... So do we translate the words into action? Perhaps that's it, so that it isn't... So what your uniqueness is, what you bring in terms of helping women, because that sounds like what you do, what makes you different?
What makes me different? It's a great question. Yeah, I mean, there's so much I could say there, but I think that what makes me different is really, you know, you were talking about intuition. I think my capacity to listen and to really help a woman be seen and felt and heard. You know, there's a magic that happens when women come together and enter into that secret space. And so I think my capacity to, you know, tap into those unseen realms and help women to really feel aliveness in that space is something that I'm just really passionate about. And I think anything that we really love and we feel connected to, we're innately good at. And I would also say that everyone is so unique in their expression. You know, there's everything that makes us similar and connected, and then we all have our own unique expression of that. And you know, as a person on this path, I'm devoted to you know, continuing to refine and continuing to really ultimately be the embodiment of what I'm offering, what I'm teaching.
Okay, so what, I guess it's the how that's important here. Again, it's words, and then how do we translate words into action? So how do you, it's easy, it's important, it's good to say this is what I do, but how do you do it? How do you take all of the things that you've put words around and turn them into action so that people are benefiting? That's what they will come to you because they need something, and you charge them. So how do they benefit from what it is that you're passing to them? When and how do you get them? Again, when one of the most frustrating things I've found in this work is hearing a lot of words that are sometimes important, most of the time important, but then I don't know what to do with them. I don't know. Somebody can say, yeah, you got to do this, you got to do that. Okay, that's swell. I know that I got to do it, but how do I do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a lot of the women who come to me are business owners, are entrepreneurs, are women who, you know, are in their quote-unquote masculine a lot. You know, they're using these aspects of their being, which is, you know, focus and, you know, sometimes, you know, that energy can turn into pushing and hustling and exhausting themselves and feeling burnout and depletion, you know. And so when a woman is in that place where she's taking care of many different things and she's running her business and she's, you know, in that role, she loses connection to her softness and her, like I said earlier, her sensuality. So, you know, I have these online programs, one that starts on Thursday called Emerge. And then I also do one-on-one coaching and host retreats and workshops and really create a safe space for a woman to drop more deeply into her feminine essence. And this can be through dance, through movement, through breath work, through meditation.
Okay, so that's what I mean. That's what I wanted to get at. How is it that we help people to get to the roots of their whatever their important what their components are? And now you're giving me some things like the dancing. I see that all over your website. A lot of physical movement will help get you there, it would seem. Yeah, okay, that's good. We'll continue. Our conversation is with Rachel Rossito, and her website is, as you might expect, her name, RachelRossito, RachelRossito.com. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Your Hidden Power. Coming up later in the hour, I visit with Mary O'Malley, the psychic scout, Laura Banks, our astrologer, and Uri Geller will join us from Israel. The idea of getting healthy and staying healthy, this is something that requires your action, your thought, your focus. Doing is important. It sounds like a commercial for the Home Depot, but it's not. It's a commercial, a thought about Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is stimulant-free, drug-free, helps everybody with its ingredients and with the instruction you get from a person who will come online. You can do Q&A sessions with the folks by going to toploss.com. There are all kinds of communications. You can talk to somebody on the phone. You can have a chat with people who are there to help you 7 days a week get into the mode of helping yourself lose weight naturally. Men and women and children lose weight naturally with this product. It's not complicated. The formula is pretty simple. The idea is to be consistent. Take this every single night. I take 4 capsules every night, and I have, since we started talking about this company and this product 4.5 years ago, I've taken Calitrin every single night. I believe it helps me do a lot of other things. Just losing weight isn't an outcome by itself. Getting better nights rest, rebuilding my body. I do movement myself, a lot of movement on the farm, so I need to repair and rebuild my muscle all the time. You do too. So take it to heart. The message is simple and clear. A great way to lose weight and keep it off is with Calitrin. Very supportive group at toploss.com. You want to buy as much supply as you can right now, because for everything you buy, you get another one free. 1 bottle, 2 bottles, 8 bottles, 10 bottles, whatever it is. So get it and use it and find the benefit. Find the you're feeling better and you're looking better. It's at toploss.com. Checkout requires you to use DJV as the vehicle to not have to pay for shipping or to get these fabulous opportunities, fabulous deals. Calitrin, fabulous in and of itself as a weight loss formula the all-natural way at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Back to Rachel Rosido and her energy medicine practice, the idea of energy, using energy. How do you keep from burning out yourself? How do you take the energy? You get a lot of people that do this, they say they have divine energy, but everybody's got a limit to how much they can give. How do you know what your limits are, Rachel?
That is such a great question. And I think this is something that so many of all of us, men, women, we all struggle with, especially in this day and age where we're constantly on our phones and we're, you know, constantly on. We have less of a separation between when we're in the office and when we're able to unplug. So I think, you know, the first thing is really having better hygiene with our devices and giving ourselves permission sometimes just to turn the phone off and put it away, put it in the drawer and take 2 hours where you're just fully present with, you know, the people in your life, or taking time to go into nature and really unplug. So for me, making sure that I don't turn my phone on, you know, until after my meditation in the morning is so huge. Taking breaks throughout the day and turning my phone off at night, you know, trying to unplug before 8 o'clock and spending the evening reading or taking a bath or, you know, being present with my boyfriend is, yeah, just having that hygiene. With that, I would also say that for me, what's been one of the most profound practices, and this is usually where I start with my clients, is having a sacred morning practice. And so that could be, it could look so many different ways, but for me, I really love having an altar in my room, and it can be simple, just flowers and, you know, crystal or anything that's meaningful to you, and taking, you know, 15, 20 minutes to just, for me, I love to meditate and I love to journal and I love to breathe deeply. But that for me is such a way to really collect my energy and to really source from within. And so, you know, 'cause throughout the day, if we don't do that, we can be very reactive. We're just reacting to this, reacting to that. But right. When we take a moment for ourselves in the morning, it's like we're filling up our own well of energy, and we're much less triggered. We're much less affected by the things that life throws at us.
Effectiveness, that's good. The effectiveness of the rose fits in well here. Rachel Rosito is with us on Your Hidden Power. Doug Steffen with more coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back to Rachel Rosito and the significance of the rose, because I see a lot of that here, which makes sense, kind of nice as a symbol. Your name is pronounced Rosito, so the rose as a symbol. Really, life is about symbols, isn't it?
Absolutely, for sure. Yeah, the rose for me represents the heart. You know, it's like, how do we live more from our hearts? You've probably heard the Immaculate Heart, you know, or the rose. It blossoms open, you know, and it reveals this beautiful fragrance, you know. And so, it's just this reminder of the inner beauty and leading from our hearts, and cultivating that as a lifelong practice.
All right. So the idea, you talk a lot about masculine, feminine. Is there a way men can benefit from the work that you do? And you talk about your boyfriend. I wonder how it is that you pass, because he can't be void of the impact of the work you do. That is, if you want to get along, he's got to understand or benefit or get something from it. And I wonder if that fits into the fact that you came from a couple of yogi parents, and that has to have influenced you. And what about his background and how what you've come from in your family may benefit not only you and others, but him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, we all have masculine and feminine energies within us, right? We come
That's
from
true.
Our mother yeah. and our father. Everything in the universe is expression of these two elements that create all of life. You know, so as people, you know, the more that we're able to connect and have a reverence and understanding with our inner because I also have masculine energy, and I'm so grateful for it. It's so beautiful. So ultimately, we want to have both. We want to feel like whole beings. So my partner, you know, he has a lot of masculine energy, obviously, but he's also an incredible artist and musician, you know, and we live in nature. We live by a waterfall in California, and mm-hmm. you know, those aspects of the feminine really help. When he's connected to them, it helps nurture our relationship, you know. So ultimately, we want to feel balance inside of ourselves, and also as a couple, you know, we have a really beautiful harmony within the relationship. You know, and ultimately that's what we want. You know, we want harmony within. We want to feel whole. And it's really a dance. You know, that's the essence of tantra. You know, it's the dance of the masculine and feminine. So depending on what situation you're in or what's happening, you know, these aspects are in relationship to each other.
So exercise.
Yeah, we have a really beautiful relationship.
Yeah. Okay. So the exercise part of it, what about what you eat? How do you protect and what do you teach people to do when it comes to eating? What do they put in their bodies?
Oh, this is so important. This is such a way of honoring our bodies, you know, on such a deep level. I would say my perspective, and I went to school for nutrition, is, you know, it's really hard sometimes to know what to eat because there's so many different diets. There's something for everyone. Mm-hmm. And ultimately what I have found the most profound is really learning how to listen to your own body and nurture your body with what it's asking of. You know, because depending on where you live in the world and what body type you have and how much, you know, energy you're expending every day, it's different for everyone. But that said, I would say ultimately making sure that you're eating enough fruits and vegetables, you know, some proteins and good oils and drinking lots of water and listening to your body, you know, you'll be healthy.
Yeah. All right. So there's a lot of work that we all can do, and there's also a lot of help available. I would advise you, after spending the time listening to Rachel, rachelrosito.com be a great place to spend some time and start with the energy work, women connecting better with their energy and men as well. Rachel, thank you for being here. Best of luck to you. Rachel Rosito here with Doug Stephan on Your Hidden Power. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra-soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. It's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Hurricane Center is reporting Tropical Storm Elsa has moved over Florida's Straits early Tuesday after unleashing heavy rains on Cuba Monday. The storm was packing maximum sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. The U.S. military vacated Bagram Air Base on Friday after 20 years of fighting terrorists in the Afghan War. Afghan military officials reportedly said U.S. forces left in the dead of the night without notifying them. Afghan looters got there first and started stealing anything not nailed down. The base is now under Afghan government control. It was reported Monday, Jennifer Dowker, a charter boat captain, recently discovered a 95-year-old bottle containing a note at the bottom of the Sheboygan River. The note, dated November 1926, read, "Will the person who finds this bottle return this paper to George Morrow, Sheboygan, Michigan?" George Morrow's daughter, Michelle, came forward and said that was so like her dad, who must have written it when he was 17 or 18. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's get an update on the Surfside, Florida partial tower collapse last month. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The death toll in the collapse of a Florida condominium tower now stands at 28 after search and rescue teams pulled more victims from the rubble of the 12-story structure. Another 117 remain unaccounted for. Search efforts were periodically paused on Monday as the outer bands of Tropical Storm Elsa brought rain and lightning to the area. At a news conference Monday evening, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava praised the rescue crews, saying they've pushed ahead through many difficulties.
For 12 days, fire, smoke, and now wind and torrential rain. They are continuing the mission and the search of the collapse area. They've worked under this great difficulty, and they have pulled shifts to rotate because that's how much they want to be out there searching. The first responders are the most frustrated by any delays we have experienced. Truly, they live to save lives.
The Montreal Canadiens avoided a sweep of the Stanley Cup Finals Monday night as they defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 in overtime in Game 4, thanks to Josh Anderson's game winner. Filmmaker Richard Donner, who directed 1978 Superman and mastered the Lethal Weapon franchise, has died in Los Angeles, California, Monday. He was 91. Steven Spielberg said being in his circle was akin to hanging out with your favorite coach, smartest professor, fiercest motivator, most endearing friend, and staunchest ally. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Harry Geller joins me now, and I was going to say in rare form, but he's always in rare form. How do you think you get yourself motivated consistently and persistently? You seem to be able to reach your goals, Harry. You keep trying, you keep performing. You're telling me you're on your way to a performance now, not only the expression of your talents, but other people, musicians, working. This is something new for you. I don't remember in our experience, in our friendship, having you connected on stage with somebody who's a different kind of performer.
In the 70s,
yes.
I released a record in 5 languages, and it sold around 6 million copies.
For whatever the reason, I haven't heard your singing. I think you and I, and any time we've ever been together, I like to just sing for fun. Next time we're together, we'll have to do a little sing along or something. So what, did you write the song? You create the music?
Where did the music come from? I wrote the lyrics. I sang them, and Byron Janney is a very famous, renowned pianist,
yes.
Classical pianist. wrote the music. And we did it in five languages, in German, Italian, French, English, and Japanese. And a quite a well-known singer at the time called Maxine Nightingale, yeah, she sung a couple of songs on my record.
Really? How did you come to kind of connect with her? She had a lot of hits right back where I started from. I can remember that just came into my mind. But she's been around.
Doug, you just stunned me that you knew about her songs. Come on.
Maxine Nightingale? No, she's very well known. Heavens, very well known. Does she live in Israel?
No, we're talking about the 70s, Doug.
Yeah, but I thought she was with you now. That's what I was thinking.
No. I wish she was.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm forwarding you. I just forwarded you one song, which I sing on the stage. And I'm going to send you now something that I sung, a Frank Sinatra song. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway. But more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I have a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through. Without exemption, I plan each charted course, each careful step along the byway. And more, much more than this, I do it my way. Yes, there are times, I'm sure, I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faked it all, and I stood tall and did it my way. I love, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, for what he has got, if not himself, then he has not to say the thing.
Harry Geller here, the singer of songs. This is a talent I didn't know he had. I'm going to be careful now because I'll start singing along with Uri. Doug Stephan here with a reminder about how to take good care of yourself. I'm talking about what you put into your body. There are all kinds of ways. The way that we deal with, at least in this program, Your Hidden Power, is to, it's kind of intrinsic, if you will. Thinking about what you put in your body is important. And what you put in your body is important, especially if you have allergies to certain foods. Gluten affects a lot of people, and the disorder that comes from gluten intolerance affects a lot of people and a lot of families all around the country and all around the world. So So if you can't eat gluten, then you need to be connected to Ebon's Bakehouse, Ebon, E-B-A-N-S, bakehouse.com, because they will help you over the symptoms, the damage that gets done to your small intestine by eating things that are not good for you, that don't agree with you, pasta, baked goods, that sort of thing. All these sources of gluten, they're all gone. But yet you still have the fabulous taste, the buns, the breads, the rolls, the cookies. Just go to their website and see what's there. You order the stuff, they ship it to you, and you will love it. I love their cookies and their bread. I am a big bread. I'm a sandwich guy. I love eating sandwiches, grilled cheese sandwiches with tomato, peanut butter and jelly, all the simple stuff, maybe a little lobster on some toasted bread. Yum. So enjoy it. That's the thing. Enjoy all that you eat. That's one of life's great pleasures, is eating and enjoying and not having any impact from it later on down the line. That's what happens when you use the breads and the cookies and the things that are baked by Ebon's Bakehouse in Columbus, Ohio. Ebon's Bakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big discount. You'll enjoy it or your money back. That's the bottom line here. And so I take great pride, thankfully, in the privilege of telling you these stories about these great foods from Ebon's. Help yourself to pleasure at Ebon'sBakehouse.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Molecules. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Temperature is a reflection of the speed at which molecules are moving. In general, the faster the molecules move, the more heat there is. Although faster molecules can be found in colder temperatures and vice versa. But the interesting thing is this. An individual molecule doesn't know what temperature it is, because temperature is a relation of the average speed of a collection of molecules. What do molecules have to do with emotions? Just that emotions often have a lot to do with the speed of our thoughts. One individual once had passing thought does not have enough strength to make an emotion, but the subsequent thoughts it initiates and how quickly they grow says a ton about the emotions we experience. So be mindful of the individual molecules that are your thoughts and the overall speed you permit them to operate, because one thought can certainly lead to another. For more on emotions, visit drchristianconti.com.
Your Hidden Power, opposite, you got a couple of really good episodic adventures here. There is one with Gabriel Ortega, number 196, who's got a therapy coaching session, meditation therapist, that sort of thing. If you need help and you need inspiration, you'll get it. Not only from this person, but also all of the people that we have on this program are aimed at helping you to think things through. The last paranormal discussion we had with Uri Geller is also a highlight of our Your Hidden Power episode, number 196. Check it out at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Mary O'Malley is here, your hidden scout, your hidden psychic, your hidden... hidden away.
Not hidden.
you won't do anybody any good if you're hidden away. All right, so Mary, how do we use your services to work with the spirit world? I've never really asked you a direct question about connecting. I believe in angels. I think angels are an important part of our existence. A lot of people think I'm nuts because I believe in angels, but that's okay. That's their problem, not mine. I don't care what other people think about me. And that comes, what do you get for vibes when people when you, let's say you're in a social situation and people say, hey, Mary, what do you do for a living? And you look at them and say, I am a psychic. What do people, do they want to have a reading on the spot? Do they look at you strangely and think, what planet did you come from? Or do they ask you interesting questions about how it works?
All of the above. People seem to think that I'm always reading, you know, people, and I'm not. I would go crazy. So each of us is so unique that even our fingerprints are unique. Also, our connection with spirit is unique. What I do is I help people connect in such a way that it's familiar to them and intimate to them, and there's no rules. It's however it works for them, right?
Yep.
And that's what I want people to know. There's a lot of people out there say, well, you got to do this, 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 and this. And by the time you connect with spirit, you're tired, right? And it doesn't really work like that. You're always connected. You're never not connected, you know.
You can't really separate yourself.
Not be focused on it. Yeah.
Right. You can't separate yourself from the nature, the true nature. The people who have come before you that are connected to you, you may want them to be in your life. You may not want them. You may not understand them. You may be afraid of them. But that doesn't mean that they're not there. That's what's very important here for people to understand that they're there if you know how to use them. It's like a nurse who's gone to school or a doctor or anybody who's got a special skill. They have to call upon it to use it. Well, here are all these people that have skills, all these beings, angels, if you will. I certainly think that there are a lot of animals in the animal kingdom that come to me and help me out because of why. It's a sort of a ring around the rosy, Mary. Why am I so connected to animals? And maybe the other question is, why are they so connected to me?
Because we all are pretty connected to animals. You know, once again, it's how are we unique? My best friend is also extremely connected to animals, and we had this conversation. I mean, when we were talking about spirit guides, and the very next day, she's driving, and there's a turtle in the middle of the road, so she had to stop and wait.
Yep.
And you know, oh, maybe I need to slow
down.
There's
a sign. Yeah.
And then she goes another few blocks, and there's a hawk sitting right on top of a stop sign. So she had to apply that to what was going on in her life. You know, something in her life really wasn't going to do her any good, and she had to take a look at that.
Yeah.
So, I love, and animals to me are just beautiful messengers. So it really depends. But if a person is not comfortable with animals, then they're going to get their information in a different way. Mm-hmm. Spirit's going to acknowledge who we are and how we best receive information.
Have you ever been startled with the results of a reading that you have with somebody that something comes in that is so amazing that it takes you back?
That has happened on occasion. And you know what's really cool is when I get a person in front of me asking, what should they be doing? And then I will hear, you know, she's a great photographer. You know, he's really good at this. And I'll say, so what do you have going on with photography or whatever? And they'll say, how'd you know that? But they're really good at it, but it never occurred to them to make a living at it or that they could make a living at it. And to me, that's pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now they can go forth and do something that their heart, you know, is really connected to. And it just needs to be called out because we think we don't see what we do as gifts in particular. You know, it has to be pointed out to us. So I love those moments. I just adore those moments.
If you will, I remember the expression, go forth and multiply. Well, you can multiply the thoughts in your head with a good connection. Go to MaryO'Malley.com or PsychicScout.com for a fabulous reading and great help. Get your head on straight, as it were. Mary, thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Banks joins us now with an overview, astrologically speaking, of what's happening. Boy, that moon has been something else this past week since last time we talked. You predicted that it would be what it turned out to be, and that was pretty influential. It looked, is it heavy? It didn't look heavy. It didn't seem heavy. We're out of one retrograde and into another. Does the moon influence any of that? And maybe we need to speak in English because people say, huh? What's all this about? What are you talking about?
The moon does represent emotions. So the moon is our emotional state. It moves very quickly from sign to sign, and we're left in the throes of what we feel day to day. Of course, today it's conjunct Jupiter, so it's a real good feel-good day. We've got a new moon coming up in Cancer, second week in July, July 9, and that's really going to start to have us focus. The new moon is a new beginning. And we're going to be able to focus on the Cancerian properties of the chart, which is home, self-nurturing, inside, outside nurturing. You know, what are you doing with your body? What are you putting in your body? Like your last guest was talking about. And what is your circle of friendships and family, which becomes all very important when that moon goes new in Cancer in July, on July 9th. It's also about taking stock of, what do you want? New moon, new beginning, starting over. You know, we don't get that, but we can sort of reset more often than I think people do, Doug. Like really look at what am I doing and how can I maybe do something different?
that's maybe, is that like setting intentions? Is that what that is all about? If you take, see, a lot of people will take the time to do this, and other people just kind of live by the bootstraps. It's kind of a grab-ass mentality, if you'll pardon the expression, that we all live our lives moment. Yes, right. We do. We live our moments out. We live moment to moment, and we don't seem to plan particularly well, and that may be part of why we get ourselves into jams, right? We don't think ahead necessarily, and I've always confused as sort of an anecdotal aside here. I forget when Gemini and Cancer, those are the only two signs that I really confuse as to when is Cancer, what's the month of Cancer, and what's the month of Gemini. I always twist them around so that I have them out of order. And right now I'm thinking to myself, okay, June is Cancer and July is Gemini. But
June is Gemini. Just think of Gemini or something.
So in terms of living one's life, I place a lot of emphasis, frankly, on my astrological chart information. You have given me information I get from other sources. Every day I want to know what my daily horoscope suggests. But I find it confusing, and it can be. It's a great tool, but it also can be a great distraction because there is something every day that I confront. And I think most people are the same way. Back to the grab-ass moments in our lives. Using the stars, using astrology, taking your advice. How many people actually, when they do come to you, do you really feel that everybody takes your advice?
I offer the gift of change, which a lot of people don't like because they've got to see what choices they've been making and what future choices they could make. And basically, you have the choice of knowing what's coming planetarily and applying that to your life on a daily basis. I knew last year that was a bad year to meet somebody. Now I've just recently met someone, and now is the year. And, oh, my God, the difference in the feeling night and day of this person I've met now versus the person I met before.
Right.
You can't put chemistry in a bottle. You can't put lightning in a bottle, right? It's just right there. And so, heck, who wouldn't want to know? I mean, J.P. Morgan Chase knew when to make a move financially. They built the Hoover Dam using astrology. Some of your greatest, Einstein believed in it, even though that's been debated with some friends of mine. All you have to understand is whatever you excel in and you put your mind to understanding, like if you take the time to know what your ascendant is, then you're going to know how you appear to other people. A Capricorn, you've got a Pisces ascendant, and you don't know why people think you're kind of wishy-washy or dreamy, and so you never get to put the correction in to play more into your Capricorn in a career, and then bring out the Pisces ascendant romantically and when you're home and putting music on and being that Neptune thing.
If you want a good reading, you want something really good and solid, Laura Banks, the person to check with, go to stargalnetwork.com, stargalnetwork.com. Doug Steffen here with Laura Banks.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.